With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome back to the fifth episode of Life's a Draft, the podcast where we draft anything and everything. Each episode, we will be drafting a team consisting of five picks for a previously determined category. Visit our website to vote for the best drafted team. The website will be listed at the end of the episode. The voting ranks will determine the drafting order for the next episode, and after the draft, we'll pick our worst choice within the category, play a game called The Eliminator, and have some trivia questions as well. Before we get to this week's draft, let me introduce the fellas here with me tonight. Coming fresh off an NBA Jam victory over his podcast rival Dilts, Shine is with us.
No whammies, yo.
What team were you, Shine?
Obviously, Chicago Bulls.
True.
DJ Armstrong, Scotty
Pippen. Yeah. Dilts, what team were you?
Detroit.
Who's that? Detroit. Tom Chambers and Dumars.
Dumars and Isaiah.
Isaiah Thomas couldn't make a layup.
Who's their third guy? Is John Sally or Rodman?
Mahorn.
Wow. What purpose does he serve? Mahorn? Just to push people? Yeah.
In NBA. Yeah. Tap, baby.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same kind of game he played in real life.
Yeah, six fouls.
While still being salty over the video game losses to Shine, he since took out his frustrations by shredding some waves in Bethany Beach and Assateague. Dilts is back.
Jee-hoo.
Next is a guy who this weekend got bombed, watched Jaws, as one does in the summer, and swooned over Chief Brody's wife. J-Calf is here.
I stand by my assessment of Chief Brody's wife, too.
Even after 10 beers?
Yeah.
Okay. Just verifying.
Chief Brody knew what he was doing.
70 smoke show was the exact quote.
Yeah, 70 smoke show. You're exactly right.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Google Lorraine Gray.
I just don't watch y'all, so I don't know.
But you've seen The Notebook 12 times.
This week.
Since the last episode, this next guy has been Googling ant faces under microscopes, trying on Milwaukee Buck NBA champ swag he finally received, and of course, still protecting the Northwest from those pesky Canadians. Catman's here.
What's up? Go Bucks. Bucks and six.
What's with the ants?
He sent me a picture of a Googled ant face under a microscope.
It looked ridiculous. And then it goes back to like an old SNL sketch that me and Eric always talk about.
Solid.
Trousers like gallery.
Next up is a guy who played another round at Shelly Golf after bashing the course last week, followed up by a trip to Shelly Bounce, ripping gainers, crushing the monkey bars, and doing trick dunks. Birdo is here.
What's up, guys? I didn't play another round at Shelly Golf. Just went from Shelly Golf to Shelly Bounce this week.
Posterizing 6-year-olds all day, baby.
Boy, that room's got to be like 12 feet high. That's easy work for me, boy.
The legs isn't that hard, but the one of the ones you did was pretty impressive.
Hammer time.
But Dilts is still the super athlete over you.
No, that was only for one
You day. Said it. There was no expiration date on that, sir.
All right, he is better than me. Hold on, I gotta go throw up real quick.
I didn't know this crow didn't expire. It's awesome.
It expired when I beat you last week in the movie draft, even though
I didn't talk any smack, didn't berate your picks.
And last but not least, I am here as always. And with less than 2 weeks before I have to go back to school, I can't wait for the nonsense of breathing through a mask all day while trying to teach kids. Should be fun. Welcome back. Fifth episode. Ready to rock and roll. Let's do it. So as always, we're going to start with the results from last week's episode. I know everybody's kind of waiting on pins and needles. I think some people are going to be disappointed. I think others are going to be, you know, are going to realize that their picks did not do the talking. So I have comments.
Hold on. If any of us lose to Dilts, should we make a bet right now?
I guarantee you even four. I think you beat two people. Maybe more.
Ooh. I put the line at sixth place.
He might have smacked us all, guys. Just saying.
If he wins, I'll eat 17 crows.
He'll eat 17 crows?
Actual crows.
Oh.
Yikes.
All right, well, let's put this debate to rest. Coming in sixth place with 6.9% of the votes. Some of the comments that people left for choosing him was, I like the idea of restaurants with adult entertainment. Thanks, Ray M. From Drew R., games, duh. And the last vote, the most recent vote before I cut off the voting is, I like the idea of having a distraction while I'm eating. Focusing on my food is going to make my brain turn into Gordon Ramsay. I'm very picky and can't help it. So having constant visual stimuli around me is most effective. Diana H. What?
She gave a thorough analysis.
I think that was a trouble.
Does anyone know Diana H? Because that was interesting.
I give her credit for the analysis. That's a lot of work. The effort put into that.
It's hard to focus on eating. What's the gist of that? So, Dilts, you are in sixth place, but you did have two of the last three votes somehow. So it would have been really a little less. Yeah, I don't know what these people were doing as of a couple hours ago. But so sixth place, you're going to have last pick, but you get two picks back to back. I'll tell you, it's not that bad.
This makes the rest of this so much easier for me right now.
Coming in fifth place with 12.5% of the votes. Some of the comments were just America from IT, and Flavortown had everything you could need at any time of the day from RO. So Catman, you are in fifth place. There was some comments for some Jersey love. I'm from Jersey, so I love his picks. I don't know why, because you're Jersey Mike's, I guess.
Hey, there you go.
Does it all.
Fourth place, 16.7% of the votes. Comments include Five Guys is the bomb from Nate Dog. I like cheesecake, food from PF Chang's, and I like coffee drinks. This category had probably the most restaurants that I've actually heard of. Allison M. I don't know which restaurants she hadn't heard of, other than maybe a few, other than Delta's.
Delta's whole team.
His whole team.
You had me at cheese from Renee F.
That's pretty
funny. So Shine, fourth place.
I live in fourth place.
Cheesecake got in fourth place.
Mm. Gotta get on the podium, Blanchine.
I got a podium first week, and I haven't been back. But I'm like one step away every week.
And in third place, there was a tie for second and third for the longest time, and it got broke today. Third place with 18.1% of the votes. Comments included, one word, carbs, from Carrie H. Olive Garden breadsticks, duh, from Sam H. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner, steak and lasagna from Mac B. So I am in third place. Olive Garden got me lots of votes. Texas Roadhouse, the cinnamon rolls, cinnamon butter got me some votes. So it's between J-Cat and Birdo for first place. In second place with 19.4% of the votes. Some of the comments include Nuggets, Subs, Pizza, perfect combo from Jamie H. Grotto's Pizza is everything in capital letters, Karina W. And Chick-fil-A is meh, but got a lot of Delaware pride with Capriati's and Grotto's. And I've actually been to all those places, Tessa B. So Birdo, you are in second place, 19.4% of the vote. So that means rocking a quarter of the votes, 26.4%. comments included, which I don't agree with, but all other teams are complete garbage from Mark N, the biggest hater in the world. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of girl. Plus, you can never go wrong with a blizzard from KG. And minus Red Lobster, gross. Jess T. So she voted for you, even though you had Red Lobster.
That hurts. That hurts my heart, man. Red Lobster was my dark horse in there.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say thank you to everybody out there. I've worked really hard at all my restaurant research. Happy I could bring this one home.
Hold on, say based on physical appearances, I don't see we shouldn't be surprised by the winner in this draft.
Just saying, everybody.
don't body shame him. JCat, did you win the cereal draft and the chain restaurant draft, all food?
And what does that tell you?
That could be correct.
All right. I think you mean that is correct.
That is correct.
So for our upcoming snacks draft, JCat's like locked and loaded already.
That is a lock.
I don't have to research that, guys.
Place your bets, people. So before this week's draft, does anyone want to comment or say anything about last week's draft, what they heard, what they thought? Dilt?
I guess people just would rather eat the same old chain food than go out and have a good time with fun activities.
Yeah, you know, eating is probably the most important part of going to a restaurant.
Every single place I picked, you can drink at.
That's got you 6.9% of the votes.
Wait a minute. Every place,
apparently 6.9% of the votes was drinking when they voted.
Nice one, Blanchine. That was good.
Anyone else? Catman? A 4.5-day stash is just looking magnificent. I'll tell you what. We might put this thing live on YouTube just to get people to see that thing. Shine? Third or fourth place?
Every week.
Birdo?
I'll take back-to-back second places, silver medals. No,
sure.
Can't complain about that.
All right. So this week's draft is the best game shows. We had some feedback and we picked this category. So we're going to go ahead and get started with best game shows. JCat, you are on the clock.
Family Feud, man.
Family Feud, number one.
Absolute banger of a TV show. I mean, through the years, like the hosts they've had, from Richard Dawson to Ray Combs and now my man Steve Harvey, like, it's great. Like, it's a nightly routine around here that we have Family Feud on, like, while we're cooking dinner and getting the kids ready to rock, man.
Steve Harvey has taken it to a whole different level.
Love Steve Harvey. He's absolutely wonderful.
There's teeth in that stash. Would you put Catman's stash against Steve Harvey's stash right now?
Catman wins.
Have you ever had this like fear that if you were on the feud and you were in that final round that you would just totally choke?
No. I'd crush it.
Do you ever close your eyes and just play along, Jacob?
Like, yes, all the time. I guess
you can't mute it.
Nice. So,
survey says.
So I thought that'd be sitting there at pick three for me. So I was like, I had some facts ready about the Family Feud, just some of the worst answers. I know there's a bunch of them out there, but some of the ones I kind of laughed at were a word that begins with pork. And the guy said, or the person said, porcupine.
Genius. Which
isn't wrong, but definitely was a dud answer. Something you wash once a week. The person said, yourself. Dirt creds out there in America. And a man's name that begins with K. Kentucky Fried Chicken, somebody said. And one of my favorite clips from a really old episode of Family Feud, like old, it was like a Britain version. This guy, he was in the final round. He was the second one to go. And the first, you know, the lightning round or the final round, the first question was something you bring to the beach. And he said, turkey. And he like giggled about it because it's just what came out of his mouth. And the next question was, the first food you buy at a grocery store. And he was like, turkey. And he like laughed about it. And then the third one was a food often stuffed. And he cracked up and he was like, turkey. And I like bagged up. I was dying. It's the randomest thing ever. Three answers of turkey. Obviously the third one was the number one answer. Cause the first person somehow picked chicken. Food often stuffed. So next up is Birdo. Birdo, I pretty much know what you're going to pick.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
I know what you're not going to pick.
Being number two, and not knowing until tonight, I thought I was going to pick Family Feud because I thought J-Cat would pick this first because this game show has so many different games in it that you just never know what you're going to get between Plinko and the putt game, and you can win cars, you can win an air fryer, you can win razor blades, all in The Price is Right. So come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
I thought you hated The Price is Right.
How many people faked sick when they were children and that 10 o'clock hour was absolutely 11 o'clock, whatever. You're watching The Price is Right whenever, anytime you were homesick, no doubt.
Absolutely. Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. Mr. Rogers, Zubily Zoo, and then boom, it's Price is Right.
Do we all just agree that Plinko is the best Price is Right game? Like, easily.
Enough. The yodel guy is pretty cool too.
When he falls off.
Now, Plinko is by far not the best game. It's pretty terrible. It's all by chance. You just, drop a thing.
But you have to guess the prices to earn the tokens to bring them down.
Yeah.
It's exciting. And that final showcase showdown, that's high pressure. Whether you're getting a new camper, whether you're getting a Chevy Cobalt or a new flat screen TV. Or possibly a Nordic track. You just never know.
Definitely it's going to come up. Equipment.
You better know your prices.
My favorite part of the showcase showdown is when you watch somebody get this great showcase, and then the second person has to watch a really crappy showcase. $12.50.
What's a crappy showcase? A camper, like RV camper with some like mountain bikes.
Yeah, and like an all set. Yeah, all expense paid trip to like a town,
North Carolina,
from where you live. Yeah,
or Delaware. Alamo. You get to go to the Alamo.
North Carolina. Beautiful Asheville, North Carolina. Yeah, the first one's always like the one of them is like the Doug one, but
yeah, an industrial grade clothing steamer.
So the Price is Right is the longest running game show in history, and how many people do you think have guessed the showcase showdown the exact amount? Early trivia, real quick.
Trivia question. Wait a minute, down to the exact dollar?
Yeah, exact dollar.
On the showcase?
Yeah.
14.
Oh, give us an under over instead of line.
3.
Wow.
Under. 2.
I'm going over. I'm going to take 4 or 5. There was one dude that figured out the whole thing. He cracked the system.
One
because he watched so many shows.
Not the showcase though, Bobby. He was able to get the
true.
One person guessed the exact amount. He like his rationale was funny. He like did some research beforehand and he knew like the price of two of them. And then the last one was like his anniversary date. So he just guessed like $748 or something. It was like $23,748. So it was pretty sweet. Imagine guessing it like right on. What if he went $1 over? Suicide Squad.
I think Rod Rowdy would have let that go, just not told anybody.
With the third pick in the game show draft, I didn't think it would be there. I thought it would be number one. I was ready to pick Family Feud or Price is Right, but I'm gonna have to go with Jeopardy. Geo is the one show that I still watch. It's the best. Like, it makes me feel smart when I get answers right, and like going against a family member, Umberto, or me and my dad, just it's Jeopardy. It's where it's at. Trivia, knowledge, fun facts, except the literature categories. Kill me. And history, everything else, give me.
When you get like seven answers in a row, you feel like a genius. But when you lose like 15 in a row, you have no idea about British poems. You just feel like an idiot. Rough.
But what about foods that start with a little Q?
Quince.
Quince.
What is a quince? What is a coal hog?
Billy.
Let's see if we got the draft order correct. Shine, you are in fourth place as usual. So Shine, the three big ones are gone. Where are you going to go? This draft is going to go in many places right now.
I know. I'm really. I want to pick three. I have my mind set on three different
bears.
And
Rob, what'd you say?
Cupboards are bare already.
They're really not.
Go shopping, son.
They're really not. I'm just trying to think which way. I really want the one. And I'm thinking I could maybe let that slide. I don't know if it'll be picked.
Hilt is a wild card, so you never know what his brain's thinking.
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah, right. I'm gonna have to go with my gut here.
Josh Rosen.
And Nutter Butter.
I'm sure it's the first pick of another fourth place finish. But there's nothing more exciting when you go grocery shopping.
Yes.
And you just want to take your arm and just run it down the aisle and throw everything in and just act like you're on supermarket sweep.
You go right for the meat.
Yes. Like all the 15 pound hams.
Yeah.
Limit of five.
That could have been sitting there in the fourth round, Landshine.
Yeah, that's not a first rounder.
In my humble opinion.
Now that you've been thinking about it, you're like, man, I should have went number one with that.
No thanks.
Next time you hear that beat, think about how much fun you could have on Supermarket Sweep.
Leslie Jones hosts the new version, which I haven't seen, but I'm not a big fan of Leslie Jones from SNL, so I'm probably not going to be watching that.
You can watch old reruns of it on Amazon Prime.
Some show network.
Mm-hmm.
Food Network.
Catman, fifth pick.
I'm going old school here.
Ooh.
An older game show that was on Nickelodeon.
He's breaking them out already.
Physical Challenge?
Dang it.
Great. It was great. The obstacle course, like everything about it. Mark Summers. Everything, like that whole like spread of like Nintendos and games and bikes, everything at the end.
It was a huge show. It was like the first big hit for Nickelodeon. It really helped them out. All those their game shows and everything came after that. It was crazy.
There's two events that drove me nuts. The giant nose with the boogers. You had to get the fly at. Kids could never find it. Or the giant peanut butter and jelly. Like they would take like 40 seconds to find it. It was torture to watch these poor kids suffer in those two challenges and never get to the end.
I read some cool facts about that show because I was going to do some trivia on it, which you might see some trivia on it. But some of the when they did the final round, they would have tryouts in Philadelphia. It was filmed in Universal Studios, but they would have tryouts in Philadelphia. And if a team didn't get it on three tries, they knew the thing was too hard. So they like at least made it like a little bit easier, like took one of the obstacles away or whatever. But like some kids would smoke through it, man. It was a sweet show. That's a solid pick. You're going to get a lot of nostalgia votes for that. I thought maybe I didn't think it'd be there coming back around, but
I did.
There's still a juggernaut on the board, which I'm surprised. Yeah, still there. Yeah. Double there. Solid pick, Catman. All these cat people.
Yeah, too many cat names. I can't keep up.
All right, Dilts.
Birds.
You got two picks back to back.
All right. First one, I didn't think it would come down to me. When if anybody knows me, they know I love gambling. And one of my games is balls a spinning wheel. So give me Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
That's the one you hate, right, bro?
Oh, we'll get to that later in the podcast. my disdain for Wheel of Fortune.
I thought it was Price is Right. So, all right.
Oh, I do know Dilts lives that spinning wheel life, so.
Frickin' Pat Slapdick, man. That guy. Shine, tell the story about how you said something about in the spirit of Dilts, and then you hit the jackpot on the spinning wheel.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even remember that.
Would you win $27?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's spinny wheel life, Bobby. Not casino poison life.
True.
Dilts, second pick.
All right. I didn't think Nick shows were going to be going so fast, so I better jump on one. Give me the other great Nick show, Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh.
I don't know.
I think there's another one before that.
I agree, J-Cat.
Definitely.
And the kids coming back.
There was always like a video game machine in Legends of the Hidden Temple, and the kids couldn't figure it out because they'd like look at a screen, and I was always like reaching around, like not touching it. They were like clueless.
Then they had to
they had to earn their way through physical challenges just to get that part. So that was fun.
You ever seen like the behind the scenes stuff with that? They're basically in like a green screen room.
Right. Clearly. And they couldn't figure it out.
Has anybody seen the Netflix movie Legends of Hidden Temple? Came out like 2 years ago.
No.
Because I did. It's like an hour and 17 minutes. That's how bad it is. But I think the original host was in it or something. It was pretty bad. All right, real quick. I'm going to name the colors of the shirts. You tell me the animal. Anyone who knows it, shout it out. Green.
Leopard.
Monkeys.
Monkeys. Frog. Blue.
Parakeets.
Blue barracudas.
Blue barracudas. Dilts, two for two. The orange.
Tigers.
Iguanas.
Monkeys.
Orange iguanas. Dilts is correct. And the purple.
Parrots.
Parrots, nice. So Dilts knows his Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yes, he does. Well played, sir.
Silver snakes.
I love
red jaguars.
The Nickelodeon shows going this early make me very happy, just because I love Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Catman.
I got some like dark horses here that I think won't go early, so I gotta like.
He's going back to back Nickelodeon right here.
No. Get it, Katy Perry.
No, no, no. I'm going American Gladiators.
Oh, you son of a...
The original.
Oh, man.
I didn't think that was going for a while.
Yeah.
Saturday mornings after Saturday morning cartoons, Malibu, Lace, Zap, Nitro, kicking the crap out of like some random guy.
I was going to ask you to name some.
Saber.
You already had him ready. Definitely Blaze.
Pyro. Yeah.
So, Assault. Assault, the arena. Where you can like around. And one of the gladiators was up there with like the tennis ball gun.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
They were like grown up Nerf weapons that like were like modernized. That like shoot
bazooka.
Oh, it was great. But I think
it was awesome.
You really had like a javelin, like a rocket propelled grenade, and you're trying to take them out.
That was awesome.
It's great.
Remember those maze games where like they gotta like pick one of three doors at the end, and a gladiator might be behind it with a shield, just kind of like.
What about the one where they had to, like they had the stuff, the little basketballs in like the chain hoops or whatever?
Oh, that was a good one.
People got
it was like a dodgeball, right?
Yeah,
full contact.
It was like football and frisbee golf.
But was there like a safe zone? Or they just had to run the basketball
one too.
Yeah.
Where they had to get like a touchdown, and they just got like
breakthrough and conquer. Clothesline. I think that was the name of it.
Hit stick. Hashtag hit stick.
Football and frisbee golf combined could be the greatest analysis of that game.
Yeah, that was a great game.
And then the joust.
Oh, the joust was great. We had one of those at your graduation party.
Yes.
The blow up joust.
Yes, that was great.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember much from that. Only when you guys say that, it jogs my memory, but it was a good show. I just think of Milhouse's like dad or Milhouse's mom was like dating an ex-American gladiator when they separated. all right, Shine, I know for a fact you're going to pick what I want to pick, but so go ahead and give us your second pick.
Because no matter what, at this point, I feel like no matter what I pick, I'm ending up in fourth place. So I'm just going with my favorites. And this is the last one of the breed. And I got to go with Nickelodeon Guts, baby.
The aggro crag.
That's exactly what I knew he was going to pick. I knew it. Global Guts or regular Guts?
Regular Guts. Global Guts.
Yeah. Awful.
Yeah, the aggro crag was like a giant foam mountain with like hissing smoke and like things coming out. And it was awesome. Like, I feel like a lot of kids got through it though. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that difficult, was it?
It was timed. There was three kids going.
Yeah.
Right. So whoever got to the top first.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was a great though.
Is that what you thought, J-Cat, was better than Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yes.
I did too.
Not that Legends of Hidden Temple is bad at all, because it was great as well. But
no, like, I had Guts on my list too, but yeah. I just had to go with one.
I have a really obscure Nickelodeon one that if it's still around, like my last pick, I'm going to pick it just because it was it's really, really cool.
It's not obscure.
I still have some Nickelodeon choices on my
mind. I'm going to pick it next, Jake.
Mm-hmm. Someone tell me who hosted Guts.
Mike O'Malley.
There you go. Bam.
Who was the British girl? I'll never forget her name for the rest of my life.
Wasn't Mo?
Mo.
Yeah, but what did it stand for? Mora Quirk. Yes.
Yeah.
Mo Quirk. Maura Cork. Yeah, Maura McTaggart.
give me Maura Cork.
Right. It's my second pick. Before I do that, I did have another fact about Jeopardy I thought was pretty solid. I was going to save it for trivia, but there are 5 banned wagers on the show Jeopardy. Like, you can't wager this in Final Jeopardy. Does 69. Anyone want to? 69. 69 is one.
420.
No.
Ooh.
666.
8005.
Or suck it, Trebek.
What? 00885.
No,
that? 8 oh, 0, like goes yeah. backwards.
85. Yeah.
No, the last three are like 1488 and 1488 because they're like white supremacist like connotations or something. Oh. So, but I was like, wow, I didn't ever thought about numbers you can't like you know bid in Final Jeopardy. But
I thought Delta was just random, shouting out random numbers.
No,
I knew it. I knew exactly what it was when he was doing it. I was like, well, he's really gonna do it. Calculator boots.
7734. Don't want to go to there. All right. So, I got some good ones left. I don't know what you guys are thinking. I wasn't a big fan of like the reality shows, so I'm going to not stay with those right now. I'm going to pick not Nickelodeon, and it might be high for my second round, but I'm getting another pick coming back to me. I'm going to pick, you know, you need a good gumshoe for this show.
Where?
One of the best theme songs mm-hmm. of all time. I'm going to go, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? How can you go wrong with geography mm-hmm. trivia?
That's I did not think that was going to go this high.
I didn't even think of that one.
What was the name of the singing group that appeared on there?
Oh, good question, JK.
Should know that. As soon as you say it, I know. As soon as you say it, you know it, right? It's not Rockapella, right?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, it is nice. Rockapella.
Solid pull there.
The sweet, like, Varsity Jackets they had.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember like watching that after school a lot. And the final game where you got to get those sirens on the locations on the map.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, if I knew the map and they didn't, I'd be, like, berating them, like, calling them names. And then if it was a map, I had no idea. I'm like, God, I'm glad I'm not on that show.
It's funny that you say that, Dilt, because Bobby and I always talk about that. And I have it as one of my notes. I was like, the final round was great if you got the United States. But if you got anything else, there was no chance.
Yeah.
Kazakhstan. And it's like, you put it on, it's like, burr. Or it's like, you're like, to get 7 right in like 45 seconds or maybe a minute. But 7 right. And if you didn't have the United States, there was no chance.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Not at like 12 years old, no.
Which they did recently brought back the show. I didn't watch the new version. I don't know if it was, I think it was on Netflix, but the theme song, you know, Gumshoe Detectives, Geography Trivia, and you had to like catch the crook and you're like wondering where the crook was. So it was like clues all throughout the episode. But
yeah.
What a great show. So yeah, maybe a little high for the second round, but.
I don't know, man. Like that's a big one. It really is.
A lot of
people our age
are resonating with that big time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hoping. Think about it. That didn't even
really
for some reason, and I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah,
I thought no way it'd be going in the second round, but all right, it's my pick, and I thought this would have been taken in the top 4 picks
mm-hmm.
because when that little light's flashing around the board, you were just on pins and needles, hoping to get no whammy, stop. And it was so exciting to see. And when that whammy came up and like the little animated whammies came on the screen and did their dance, you're like, oh, but you love the whammy. So, press your luck, my second round pick.
Beautiful.
Let me just tell you, I feel like I pressed my luck by going with freaking Nickelodeon Guts with the second pick.
I thought you were picking the Blade Shine. You came into the pod saying no whammy.
I know, but... And it would have been my second pick, but then I didn't expect Nickelodeon shows to go so fast, and I needed Guts. So then I had to take my chance, and look, I got a whammy.
You're cracking under the pressure of a GM right now.
Uh-huh. Guts was on my list. It was between them and American Gladiators. I
went Glad. Yep.
Definitely. Press your luck. Solid choice.
That's all right. Strong 3 coming.
J-Cat Ooh. Coming back with two picks.
All right, so here we go.
There's a couple powerhouses still there.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah, I knew it. Wayne Brady.
Come on now. Wayne Brady, he makes that show relevant again, where, in my opinion, you'll never replace Bob Barker, even with, like, Drew Carey. It does a good job, but he's not Bob Barker. But Let's Make a Deal is extremely relevant again because I'm Wayne Brady.
What would you dress up as? You have to go.
Ooh, wow. What a question.
Ooh. Oh, that's a great question. Probably Ice Cream Thor. Because it encompasses Big Lebowski. It's one of my favorite movies as well. So I can basically be, you know, a superhero and the dude at the same time.
I think the real answer is Big Boss Man.
About Lando Calrissian, so you can say this deal's getting worse all the time.
All right, so I'm gonna go with one that I thought was amazing, had a very short run, but was awesome, and that's Cash Cab.
Oh yeah,
That was
Cash Cab's off the board.
Damn, bam, woo,
wham! Ben Bailey. Post Ben Bailey.
I'd love to take the risk it off the very last question too.
Yeah. Dude, like imagine like I went to New York more because that show was on.
What happened with the last question, Diltz?
Oh, like he would like, here's your stop. Like you can keep the cash that you won, or you could go for this extra question and win double, you know? And then if you get it wrong, you walk away with nothing.
Yeah, I would just it depends on how much you got. But yeah, I've only seen the show a couple times and it was like recently.
The street shout outs are great.
All right. Yeah.
You just stop someone on the side of the street and you're like, hey, what's the capital of Uzbekistan? You
know, like, very nice.
Yeah. It's like, sorry, man. Sorry. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I just lost $350.
I was so happy that was just there for the wraparound pick. I was like, oh, it's awesome.
I can't. I wish people could see our faces because every time someone picks, we're all like staring at the screen, just waiting to have that pick that we want still be there. It's like we're all smiling. We're all like giggling and like bouncing our heads. It's a riot. So
I'm not smiling. Yeah. Well,
that's because you took Supermarket Sweep in the first round.
Head scratchers part two.
He cracks under the pressure. My next pick was a worldwide phenomenon where anyone could have a chance to win $1 million. And you had to have a fast finger and you need to use those lifelines, like your life depended on it, with the late, great Regis Philbin on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. When that show came out, everyone had to watch it at night to see, that was before DVR, if someone was going to win that $1 million.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah.
That's the music.
The music was clutch.
It was prime time. Lifelines are like pop culture, you know, vernacular now. It's a huge show. I probably would have picked that right now if I didn't have Jeopardy. I was like seriously considering it anyway, but.
Is anyone else in agony waiting to get to their next pick? Just like
I'm looking at my list like, don't pick it.
I'm only in agony because I don't have a whole big list.
That's probably what we're all doing. I was holding on the Cash Cab.
My list is like Swiss cheese right now.
I almost went Cash Cab one because I figured, but yeah, whatever. I was like, no one's going to pick Cash Cab, but of course J-Cat does.
I can't believe you picked Double Dare in round one, Rob.
All right, yeah. So there's some Rob, shows out
it
here.
It was Rob's Double Dare pick that sent everything going in.
Monkey Wrench.
Yes.
It's like
Blanchard's reeling. He's like,
I'm so angry right now.
All right. My third pick, I'm not 100% sure it counts, so we can talk about it, but I just started watching it this summer, and I've always wanted to watch it. Highlights, great. America's Got Talent. It's a competition show. Does it count?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
AGT for a game show?
Yes.
There's some real talent, man. Some of those magicians are
amazing. Yeah, the magicians are the best, by far the best part.
I probably watch it, you know, more than I, you know, would admit to.
Solid show. It takes a commitment, though. IDVR, it's 2 hours, lots of commercials, fast forward to commercials, but it's good. Almost too much singing on there. Like, some of the people are unbelievable, but, I mean.
There's another show for that. Step off the stage.
He's like, get to the back of the bus. All right, Shine, supermarket sweep, Guts. Your third pick is
going Fear Factor with the third pick.
Joe Rogan.
That man's right. Boy, Joe Rogan.
So how many of you guys would have done the snake pit?
Never. No, how many millions of dollars? I don't think I can handle it. I'd probably die. So.
Snakes are terrible. I would.
Snake pit, I've been okay with, guys, honestly, because I crawling in crawl spaces and stuff like that. I've literally like laid on a snake before. So I'm all right. Eating cockroaches. I'm sorry. No, like I eat a lot of things in my life, but I ain't eating no cockroach.
I can handle that.
What, Bobby? Are you serious? Crunchy.
I could.
This isn't Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
If it, for $1 million, I could do it. But you put a snake near me, I'm not the devil.
Tarantulas on the face.
I can handle that too.
But tarantulas are sweet. They're good pets.
I think I do a lot of things.
Such as pick supermarket sweep first.
Yes.
Yeah, he did not get as much grief from that pick as he should have.
Honest, you guys are telling me that you don't really love supermarket sweep.
Not first round, boy.
I love it, but
you're channel surfing, you're going and you hit supermarket sweep and you don't stop and put the remote to the side. You definitely do.
No, look,
I'm a super Toy Run kind of guy.
You're like, yeah. This dude looks like he's gonna throw 15 hams in his cart.
He can only have five. That is fictitious. He can only have five.
Like, he looks like he could throw 15.
Looks like he eats ham and nothing but ham. One of the greatest insults I've ever heard in my life.
Spiral cut, by the way.
Rum ham. A lot of ham references right now. All right.
You're a ham.
We're getting off track here. Catman, your boy Joe Rogan's off the board.
Hollywood Squares.
Yes. Ooh, I forgot about that one.
Circle gets a square.
Always good for me. Who was always in the middle? Whoopi Goldberg?
Betty White.
And I think like Ghostface was in the middle at one point.
What was it? The Wu-Tang version? Is that what you said?
No, it was like Hip Hop Squares or something on MTV.
That's awesome.
I might be misremembering it, but I swear I'm picturing like Ghostface sitting in the middle and answering questions.
Dilts.
Give me hot ones where the contestants have to eat really, really hot wings and try to answer trivia questions.
That's awesome. That's a great show.
I've never seen that, but I don't.
Oh my God. I've only seen
the rest of America.
It was hilarious. The one, there's, it's like 2-on-2, and the one contestants like couldn't even see. They were crying and like they have buckets behind them they can go puke in. They can have milk ready to chug. It's crazy.
I want Jason to pick a bad pick in each first round because some of his zingers tonight are hilarious. He said no one else has seen that show either.
All right, Diltz, your fourth pick.
All right, my fourth pick. This game show is also hilarious, and it's always got a little kick of anticipation on each contestant when they try to replicate what they're told to make. Give me Nailed It.
My daughter.
Another game loves that show that no one has ever heard of.
It's all Netflix. It's all bakery stuff, right? It's all baked stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I started watching it last December when they did a Christmas special and it was hilarious.
And he nailed it.
Nailed it.
I've only seen a couple of them, but not enough to keep watching it. All right, Catman.
This one's pretty great because I would love to do it. The basis of this show, the Gong Show. Like if someone's coming out and being terrible, you just like sit there with like the gong in your hand or like the.
Wait, so you want to be a judge? You don't want to be on the show?
Yeah, I was just like, and sometimes like if people walked out, I would just gong them immediately if they looked terrible.
That's what American Got Talent is.
America's Got Talent is.
Yeah,
solid. Yeah,
but the Gong Show.
Shine.
I feel like I need to save the weakest link for Dilts. So, but you know what? I am surviving at the place vote. So with the fourth pick, I'm picking Survivor.
I will say last week, the two burger joints hurt you. And I think the two surviving fear shows are going to hurt you.
I concur. I think In-N-Out Burger and Five Guys were too similar. You got two similar shows at similar time slots. That hurt, Blanchine.
That's why I'm always in the middle.
Crucial mistake. You'll get used to this drafting thing.
Yeah, on your second team, because they're going to fire you here shortly.
There's a lot of the offensive coordinator on another drafting. It could be Derek's offensive coordinator.
If I was in Detroit, though, racking up middle of the standing stuff, they'd be calling me a hero.
Why don't you go there and find out?
No, thank you.
A fourth round pick. I have a few left that I really want. I wish I had three picks left, not two. It's still a big one. I always like playing it. Bobby and I, we would like crush this game. The game similar to it is Taboo, where you're supposed to describe in something where you can't say the five things. This game, you can say whatever you want to describe it, but I don't need a dollar amount in front of it. Just give me pyramid.
Yeah.
It's how well you know somebody. Great show.
Yeah.
Got to take it off the board.
I'm glad you picked it because I wanted it, but I don't want to pick it.
Didn't at one point Dick Clark host $25,000 Pyramid?
Definitely.
A game that you could actually play along with at home, kind of. If you didn't
you could close your eyes, yeah, or cover the screen, yeah.
That's a great, good pick. I'm glad you took it because it's now making me not have to take it because the agony of when there's one person ahead of you and you know you want this thing. So I want this game show, which I think could beat all of the other Nickelodeon game shows, but it's a little bit older. And it's hosted by Donnie Jeffcoat, a marketing and a net shop.
You
wild
crazy kids.
There we go, boy.
Wait. Donnie Jeffcoat. What were the names?
Yeah. Omar Gooding and Annette Chavez. Hosted by
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Yeah, I forgot all about that show.
It was on my list. Those games were like actually something you could win, and they were challenging and they were fun. You got filthy, you got dirty, and you were a wild and crazy kid.
Mm-hmm.
Great game show.
Have you watched the intro lately, Bobby?
No, but it's burned in my head. Wild and crazy kids.
You need to YouTube it when we're done recording because it's hilarious. I may or may not have YouTubed it within like the last 3 months.
I just wish everybody could see this mustache telling someone to YouTube a video about kids. Hey, there's kids in this video. You need to watch.
Your
face is so serious when you said it.
They're wild and crazy, these kids.
Oh, man.
That post sun just burning into my face.
Donnie Jeffcoat. Chop
sandwiches.
Oh, man. Great stuff. Wild and crazy kids. All right, J-Cat. Last two picks.
All right, so...
especially Rob. He needs that shirt.
All right. Since I talked about smoke shows earlier, shout out to the 1970s smoke show, Cheap Brother's Wife. there were two smoke shows who hosted this MTV game show, and that game show is singled out.
You did not pick that.
Good pick, J-Cat. It's on the list.
It's on my list.
Was Jasmine Bleeth the second one, or Jenny McCarthy and...
The Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra.
Oh, duh.
It's... Chris Hardwick was the
man. Yes. Yes.
What a show. Jenny McCarthy was it for 14-year-old me. She was unbelievable.
Yeah, like that's... Yeah.
And the show is great. You could like picture yourself being the one that like... And yeah. Like, oh, I want to win a date with her.
Yeah.
Isn't she an anti-vax Karen now?
Yeah, she's a nut job. She's married to Donnie Wahlberg. I think she was...
Hey, don't remember, this is 14-year-old us. None of that matters.
I know. I'm just saying, like, careful what you wish for, because you get that wish, and then years later, you got an anti-vax Karen.
Like, sure. Karen. What? And Carmen Electra was no slouch herself to replace her.
Yes. Woo.
What a nice pick. I thought that'd be your fifth rounder, J-Cat. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it matters.
Fifth round pick.
I'm going to go with Guy's Grocery Games.
Did Dilch just pick that? What's up, J-Cat?
I've never even heard of this.
Me neither. It's like supermarket food for guys only.
Oh wait, is that where they have to like prepare a meal at the shop for it in a half an hour and then cook the steaks and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is basic. Yeah, it's a dark horse, but you know,
second week in a row with a Guy Fieri pick.
He's my idol.
I hope the listeners really know how stressful this is, because there's still so many things out there that you want, but you only have one pick left. So I want to pick something right now that is totally just for votes. And you might shoot it down. That's okay. I wouldn't be disappointed if you shoot it down.
Don't do it, Bobby.
But I had a wise man tell me today that it is a game show, because you're not playing for money. You're playing for love. Oh. I'm going with The Bachelor.
Oh. Mm. Definitely not a game show, but you can have I'm throwing up the X, Dante.
Yeah, not at all. That's not a game show. That's the worst thing that's ever happened to America.
Worst thing to happen in this podcast.
I told you I love love, and you're not playing for money. You're playing for love.
That's not love. That's something. What?
It's real to me, JK.
That was going
to
be my fifth pick.
Bleeding intimacy.
All right. Okay. I'm not disappointed. I can deal with this, but I do have two left.
Oh, gosh.
One is too similar to something else I already picked. I'm afraid that not a lot of people are going to know this show, but it was amazing. And I'm going to pick it just for myself. I don't care, because it's based on the game that we all love to play, Pictionary.
Win, lose, or draw.
Solid pick. I almost picked it. I actually almost picked it last.
You have to be a good artist and a good guesser. You need to be able to know what the other person's doing. So it's not just about drawing. You don't have to be the best drawer if you have a good guesser. It's teamwork. Synergy. Yeah.
Great game. J-Cat took Singled Out. Berta took Wild and Crazy Kids. Fifth round pick. You're only going to find this show on MTV. We were all watching MTV in the late 80s. Who doesn't love trivia about TV shows? You're sitting in a recliner with a seatbelt on it. And then when you get eliminated, you get sucked back into the wall. Hosted by Ken Ober. Remote Control.
Solid pick.
Control. Look up some highlights of it. Great show. Loved it. I watched a video of the final round the other day. You're in this big like wheel where you're like stretched out, and you're spinning a wheel, and you have to identify 9 like music videos in 40 seconds. And the dude was crushing it. He had them all, and he didn't know like a good like Love in an Elevator, some Aerosmith song. Like, he got all these random songs, but he didn't know that one. It was like, brutal, and it timed to bust out. But he was all, you know, all you are is like dizzy in it. It just like, I guess, throws off your balance so that you can't answer trivia questions. So random, but great show. Remote Control, fifth rounder.
Wow.
Shine.
All right. So I've been looking at my list here, and I was going to go Bachelor.
Love Bachelorette. Shows out there.
And then I was like, should I continue to just pick picks to go and try to get votes? But that didn't work for me last week. So I'm just going to stick true to myself. And one show that I love to watch every summer long.
The Olympics.
Big Brother.
Oh, he is like.
Oh, bro, you just, wow. Wow.
He's tanking right now. He really wants that snack pick, number one snack pick next week.
You don't get the number one pick.
Well, you don't get the number one pick.
Oh, true. My bad. That's only an opposite week coming in week 10.
Tank for talkies?
Tank for what?
Talkies.
Fuego Azul.
Supermarket Sweep is just going to take me to the podium.
No, swept you off the podium. Swept you right off.
Blaine Shine does not have a single game show on his actual list.
He's got two. Really. Supermarket Sweep and Guts. All right. Catman, last pick.
It's not that strong of a pick. Kind of surprised it's still sitting here. But, you know, it's like when your football team needs a long snapper or needs a punter. This is kind of just like a pick out of desperation. I'm going to Name That Tune.
There you go.
Good show. It's unbelievable how hard it is.
Like how much music you know, like in your mind, you know what you keep in your memory. Yeah, it's great.
Rob's team does not consist of a game show that's aired since 1990. Wow. Double Dare, American Gladiators, Hollywood Squares, Gong Show, and Name That Tune. Now, of course, there's reruns and reboots, but the originals Great are all Scott. In our head. So he's still stuck in 1996, boy.
I'll be honest. I don't watch a lot of game shows nowadays.
Boy,
it's from when the Bucks won their first championship, right?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Catman, it's a good solid pick, team, buddy.
Yeah,
it's a solid pick. Team, buddy.
All right, Dilts, last pick of the game show draft.
This one
is popular in the Netherlands.
They're only on their. It probably is, actually. No, I'm gonna go Lego Masters.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because that show, they build all kinds of crazy stuff, and even my two little kids are loving it. And
it's a great show.
Yeah,
watched every episode so far. Lots of big ones left. We go ahead and do a quick honorable mention, if you want. Dils, was there anything else you really wanted to pick?
The Great British Bake Show, Deal or No Deal.
Okay. Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't get picked, actually.
Yeah, I wanted it.
Halloween Wars is solid. I just remembered that. I don't know if it's a game show. It's a competition, so unbelievable. Love Halloween Wars. Shine, what about you? Anything else?
One show that I have watched and I find it very interesting just because it's different than anything we've ever seen. It's on Netflix and it's called The Circle. Yeah, any of you guys ever watched an episode of that? I
don't think so.
No.
So it's a bunch of people in the same apartment building. They never get to see each other in person until like the show kind of wants them to, until they're basically kicked off. So it's all like social media posts. That's how they communicate with each other. Somehow they have to at some point, you know, decide who they're kicking off of the show. So you have to make friends with people just like through like fake social media posts. I don't know. It's just different, but it's something to check out if you're super bored on a rainy day. It's called The Circle on Netflix.
I would say I'm surprised Match Game didn't get picked. Skinny Mike, it's like basically Mad Libs. Like double entendres. The new version with Alec Baldwin's not bad. Sometimes you're like, what are these people thinking? But you know, there's some obvious ones, but it's all how the brain works. Nick Arcade.
Oh yeah, that was on my list.
I had that on my list too.
Couldn't pick it. Green screen. I was like, plus when you're a kid, you just want to be in a video game. Like, how cool is that? No matter how bad it looks now, but and The Chase. I wanted to pick The Chase with the three Jeopardy champs, but I already had Jeopardy, so otherwise, I probably would have picked. I really enjoy that show.
Yeah. There was a game show on TV, but they also did an Xbox version for a while, and I'm super pissed they got rid of it. It was super fun to play. It was a 1 versus 100.
Yeah, I remember that.
We played that all the time.
I have one that I wanted to pick. Is what I waffled over between Guys Grocery Games and this one. You guys might remember this one. I thought it was great. It's Win Ben Stein's Money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was on my list.
Me too. I was going to mention that. Good game.
Yeah, like that was a solid game. I used to watch that all the time.
Yeah, it was like on Comedy Central, or wasn't it like on like a weird channel?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Does Ben Stein still have money?
Not anymore.
No.
And we know my thoughts on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. My other two
clear, honorable mentions. Clear Eyes.
My two honorable mention picks. Weakest Link, but it was too similar to Millionaire, so I couldn't pick it. But Lingo. Lingo is a great game on Game Show Network where you have to, like, it's like a word game. So, good game, but not popular enough.
American Ninja Warrior, I thought someone would pick that if we were doing for, like, competitions, because it's a sweet show.
I wanted to look up some of those crazy Japanese game shows that you always see on the internet clips.
That's surprising.
Unbeatable Banzuki?
The original Wipeout.
Oh,
I love on those Japanese game shows. Do you ever see the clips like where they like make them go in an elevator and then the floor drops from underneath them?
No.
Or they have like one of those hyper realistic like raptor costumes.
Or the game show like Chris Farley was on when he was in Japan.
Oh, that's all I could think of.
Doki Doki. Godzilla.
Yeah.
Rocky Serpy Niku.
No, Herpy Nerpy.
Herpy Nerpy. That was a good one. And he like, and the girl cuts her fingers off. Hey! He's like, what is going on here?
What does everyone think of their team?
I like my team. I liked my team last week. I still stand by my team last week.
And alone.
That's why you are the Matt Mellon of this podcast.
Oh. I think everyone's got some solid picks. It's all going to count on those first two picks, I think. Everyone's got two like pretty good powerhouses. You know, I think Price is Right's a huge one. Family Feud as well. I mean, they're the first two.
Jeopardy was going to be number one overall.
So did I, but yeah, happy to have it at three. I'll take
no. I definitely recommend. I recognize Jeopardy as like probably the number one, but just for me, first pick, I'm going to take. I got to take the Feud, man. That's my jam.
Got to do it. All right, so let's get to our worst game shows. Dilts, we'll go backwards. Dilts, you have a worst game show?
I guess if this counts, American Idol.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
I agree.
I can't stand that show. And it's
I like season.
Did they
one.
Finally get rid of it or what?
Season one.
No. I thought it's back.
Kelly Clarkson, boy.
Fire. She spits fire.
Justin Guarini.
Carrie Underwood.
From Justin and Kelly.
Kelly.
Rob, do you own it?
Clay Aiken.
Rob, do you own it?
Fantasia Barrino.
Ruben Studdard.
Now we're just near American Idol
Phillips,
people.
Philip Phillips.
Hey, stop. This might be the eliminator.
Oh no.
If I was invisible.
True or false? I have a Clay Aiken song on my phone in my iPod.
The one Rob just sang?
Yes, I do. Right below
right, Catman. Catman, worst game show.
I'm going The Cube. Has anybody watched that?
That's terrible.
Once, and I liked it.
I watched like, it. What is it called?
Like Dwayne Wade's awesome, right? Like Dwayne Wade's pretty cool. But the two episodes I saw, like it was a couple, and like the wife girlfriend made the guy do all of the challenges.
It's hard. Like, it's really hard. Like the content.
No, but it's like she's like, I'm not doing that one. You can go in there and do that. Like they should both be like have some skin in the game. You know what I mean? Like they should have to rotate out. I felt bad for the guy. He just kept like failing at every one of them. Then she's like looking at Dwayne Wade like you do it, and Dwayne's like, all right, like
he can do like one thing. I saw one episode with two sisters or two friends, and the one girl did everything too. But then this is the worst part. I don't know how this is possible. It cut off, like the episode was over and they weren't done. It was like, tune in next time. I was like, what is this, Batman? Like, I don't want to see the continuation episode. Like, it was terrible.
They're using that millionaire card. They want you to come back next week.
But it's not like a primetime show. It's only TBS. What, Thursdays at 8? I don't know what's going on. Practical Jokers has got to get off the air first.
TBS even got rid of Conan.
Yeah. Shine, worst game show.
What was Dilts' third pick?
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones. Yeah, that one.
You don't like that show?
Never seen it. It's got to be terrible. But for real, Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. I would say I would have picked. I almost picked World of Dance as one of my favorite shows.
I want to say like a couple years ago, awesome. Jerry Rice was on it, and I was like momentarily intrigued, and I couldn't.
There's so bad. Many seasons of it. It's I've never watched. I don't think I watched a single episode. It's pretty bad.
I would argue it's not a game show again because you're not getting randos off the street. You're getting celebrities, but that's no point of arguing in the worst list right now.
True. Well, they have Celebrity Jeopardy.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same.
Kurt Ferguson. I said it.
It's a funny all guy. Right.
The penis might you at your back.
I'll take famous.
I'll take swords for 800. All right, my pick. I just couldn't stand the host, the toughness, and I know she was supposed to be tough, but we mentioned it already. The Weakest Link. She's just ruined it. She's terrible. Goodbye. Like you are the weakest link. Goodbye. But like someone would say something, she'd like stare at him for 3 seconds, to, like elicit a response. Like what? Like you're not intimidating anybody. I would watch it, but like she was terrible. And then the remake, I think, is with Jane Lynch. And it's just as bad, if not worse. And this is just a bad show.
Structure of the show was good, but yeah, I can't argue with that host analysis.
That's spot on.
Well, I'm going to take a page out of Catman's book and pick the worst game show on someone. Not only is it on someone's list, it was in someone's number one pick. I can't stand the Wheel of Fortune. I can't stand it. And Pat Sajak with his snarky remarks, like he knows the answer and makes you feel like an idiot. And Bankrupt hits way too much. It's constantly a Bankrupt. And these people have to smile, but you know they're like crushed.
I have a conspiracy theory that they rigged that to hit Bankrupt.
Has to, because it's like two spaces on the board. It hits all the time. I mean, if it wasn't for Vanna White, you know,
it would be awful. He's never worn the same dress twice, by the way.
So I do not like Wheel of Fortune. Not like a fan of Pat Sajak. That's all I have to say about that.
Here's the one thing I'll say about Wheel of Fortune, because I agree with everything you said, Bobby. The only saving grace for me for Wheel of Fortune is that the people who don't go to like the final spinoff still win what they won during the game.
I have no problem with that. Here's my other problem with it. The clues are horrible. It also like place, but the answer is like laundromat. You're like, no. A place is like Germany, or it would say like event. And you're like, oh, World War II. It's like, no, tea time. It's ridiculous. The clues don't help.
Tea time. Yeah. Mad Hatter, tea party. Let's wrap this up. Anybody with any last closing thoughts with their team?
My worst team was Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Or my worst bet. Worst
because the host?
Yes.
That was my pick. Too.
And a lot of the times I wasn't smarter than a fifth grader. So
that being said, let's move on to some trivia.
Trivia time.
So we'll go backwards again. Dilts, you can pick numbers 1 through 5 for which trivia question you would like.
In honor of hopefully Shine getting fourth place again, give me number 4.
I'll take it because there's no way your team's getting third or higher.
All right. There have been many hosts of the Family Feud. Which one of these shows did not have a host in its cast? Okay, so you have to think of the hosts and think about which cast of a show they were in. I'm not going to tell you the person. I'm just going to tell you the show. Mm-hmm. Home Improvement, Moesha, Seinfeld, or Life with Louie? Which one did not have
a cast member host a show?
Yes.
The only one I know that did host was Richard Karn from Home Improvement.
I don't think so, Tim.
Yeah, that guy. God, I don't know. What are the other three? Moesha,
Seinfeld, and Life with Louie.
I'm going to guess Seinfeld.
That is incorrect. John O'Hurley, aka Jay Peterman himself, used to be the host of Family Feud. Louis Anderson definitely hosted Family Feud, Life with Louis. And Moesha, I was thinking maybe you thought that Steve Harvey was on that, but he was not. So the answer was Moesha. Moesha. Featuring Rob's favorite R&B artist, Brandy.
The boy is mine.
What is he doing right now? Sitting up in his room.
I want to be down.
Catman.
Oh, good jam.
Catman, 1, 2, 3, or 5?
3.
Catman, Vanna White owns the Guinness World Record for most frequent clapper. She has clapped almost 4 million times in 32 seasons as of 2016. But Catman, the question is, about how many claps is that per episode?
Oh, math?
What? Yeah, man. Your choices are about how many claps per episode? 400, 600, 200, or 1,000?
Can I use a calculator to try?
Calculadora?
I'll allow it because I don't know what you're going to divide by. How many episodes you think there are.
Laps per second times 8.
He can't do eights.
We know. Pop quiz, Rob. What's 8 times 7?
Yeah.
Shut up. 42?
Shut up. What's his answer? One of them's no. No.
I got it right. This week's what were the choices again?
This week's eliminator will be 8 times tables.
All right. About how many claps is that per episode? 400, 600, 200, or 1,000?
Say 200. 400 seems excessive.
200 is incorrect. It is about 606 claps per episode.
What? How's that possible?
She'd be clapping.
On every spin.
20 minute episode, though. Like, she's that many. Wow.
Every time someone guesses a letter. Every time someone spins, probably. World's most frequent clapper. Shine.
2.
What popular game show has been on all 3 major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS? Jeopardy, The Newlywed Game, Wheel of Fortune, or The Price is Right?
Newlywed
Game. All three major networks. Your answer is The Newlywed Game?
Correct.
That is incorrect.
No, I refuse your answer.
The answer is
Jeopardy.
The Price is Right.
Like early?
I don't know.
They have those like primetime
specials. It's on CBS now, but it's been on the air for since like the 50s, apparently. It took like a brief hiatus, but then it's been on for like, it's the longest running game show.
I can't believe a network would let that one go. It seems like everyone watches it at 11 o'clock.
Roberto, 1 or 5?
Can't take 5 because of JCAT, so I'll take 1.
What is the most common Jeopardy category? Potpourri.
No.
Before and after. Literature. American history.
All right. I do not think it's potpourri because that's barely on there. Because everyone
I will
wants
say
to
they're
that
all
question.
In the top. They're all in the top 10.
Okay.
So that's a tough question.
I think American literature. You said history.
Potpourri. Before and after. Literature. American history.
I think American history is too specific. I want to say literature, but I'm going to go with before and after. I feel like that's often used.
You're going before and after?
That's wrong. I know it's wrong. I see it in your face.
That is correct.
Yes!
Before after.
I thought it was penis mightier.
Before and after. And if you don't know what that category is, I have 2 clues from that category. It's like basically combining 2 answers.
Give me a crack
into
at
1
it.
Answer. So, all right, I'll just say it for anybody. The clue is female race car driver who played Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Danica Patrick Stewart.
That is correct, JCAT.
Wow.
Patrick Stewart is behind Johnny's head right now.
That's similar to the Wheel of Fortune before and after.
JCAT, Patrick Stewart is behind you right now with the Star Trek background.
Patrick Stewart money.
Wow.
You know what it is.
He whispered the answer to him.
All right, give us another one of those. I like that.
All right, I only have 1 more. I think this is right up JCAT's alley. Animated show about a Whopper restaurant located in Arlen, Texas.
Bob's Burger
King of the Hill. Bob's Burger King of the Hill.
No.
Close.
Wait, say it again. What's the...
A Whopper restaurant located in... animated show.
Burger King of the Hill.
Burger King of the Hill is correct. A Whopper restaurant located in Arlen, Texas.
Gotcha.
Burger King of the Hill.
Gosh. Damn it, Bobby.
All right, so Burger, you got before and after. Good. The deducing was unbelievable. Some tough ones. So JCAT, number 5. JCAT, who was offered to be the host of Double Dare on the same day as he was offered to be on SNL?
Ooh.
Mike Myers, Kevin Nealon, Dana Carvey, or Colin Quinn?
Dana Carvey.
You're going Dana Carvey?
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct. Dana Carvey is correct. Colin Quinn, who was on the aforementioned
remote control.
He was the worst. I hated him in SNL.
Mm-hmm.
JCAT and Birdo got some trivia tonight.
When you get it right, it feels good to get one right.
It does. It warms your soul.
It does.
Is everybody ready for the Eliminator?
No. You can never be ready for the Eliminator.
Flip your lists over. All right. Try your best not to look at anything.
Bro, going down.
Bro, before you do it, tell everyone the one that you wanted to do, but it was just way too many.
Oh, I was gonna do games on The Price is Right. I just thought it'd be too hard to name them, and there was like over 100 of them, and I didn't
descriptions at that point.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yodeling guy would have been one of them. Yodeling. So the Eliminator, you guys probably may have thought about this, but the top 25 game show hosts of all time, according to yardbarker.com. Now, 25 is a lot, but I would say only about half of them are pretty recognizable. If you guys did research, you probably came across some of the host names, top 25 game show hosts of all time. The Eliminator, starting with the two-time champion, Chris Dilts.
Oh, I'm starting. Give me Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek is correct. Catman.
Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak is correct. The calm confidence. Shine.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker is correct. Burrell.
I am like frozen right now. And I'm stuck, but I have to pick. So I'm going to say Regis.
Regis is number 22.
Mm-hmm.
Regis. Bob Barker was one. Alex Trebek was two somehow. Pat Sajak was 10 on the top 25. They were actually ranked. J-Cat.
Let's go with Steve Harvey.
Saves you again. Steve Harvey, number 25, actually. Narrowly somehow making the list. Which I'm surprised.
That's why I chose him, though. I knew he'd make it, but he doesn't have the clout. He doesn't have the run.
Yeah, he's been around a while. So coming back around, Dilts.
Already out of ideas. Mark Summers.
Mark Summers is number 14.
Oh, man.
Mark with a C, Dilts with a K, or Chris with a K. Bobby Steyer. Catman.
I don't know how new this list is, and it kind of makes me nervous because Steve Harvey's 25.
I want to say it was pretty recent. I tried to, it might have been 2019.
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey is not on the list. What did Dana Carvey host? Almost double dare.
he's the host of Price is Right now, right?
You mean Drew Carey?
Oh my god, Drew Carey. I was dead serious.
Thanks for screwing that up for me, Rob.
Well, I'll tell you, you just saved somebody. That was my next one. He is not on there, so I will give everyone else a clue. Drew Carey's not on there.
Ooh, save me.
Drew Carey not on there, but Dana Carvey not on there. That's who you meant, so we'll take that off. So you've been eliminated. Shine.
Jeff Foxworthy.
I don't think you would make the top 100, but I can see why you guessed him because you're running low on ideas. Jeff Foxworthy is not on the list. So Dilts has outlasted you again. Once again.
Dilts always outlasts.
Do I have to go?
He's always first because he's last.
He could win with only two correct answers, but we're going to see what Birdo and J-Cat have left in the tank.
I have four names written down. I think all four could be on there. I don't know if this person was a game show host, but I feel like he's had to at some point. Dick Clark?
Yeah.
Yep. As J-Cat I mentioned earlier, he hosted the $10,000 pyramid.
All right, I'm going to go with Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson, it's time to play the feud. Yes, that is number three, actually. He was number three. Dilts, back to you. You need a third host.
I got a feeling this is one of those borderline, could be in list, could be not. Give me Howie Mandel.
No.
Number 24, Howie Mandel.
Deal or no deal.
I was going to say that next.
Well, guess what?
Is it my turn?
Yep. Oh, man.
All right.
Think about game shows.
I am pulling this out of nowhere. I don't know if this is a real person. Gene Rayburn?
It's number four. The host of the match game, Gene Raper.
I don't even remember his name.
Rob's calling shenanigans.
I wrote down Gene Autry, and I was like, that doesn't sound right. And then Rayburn just came to me out of nowhere. Gene Rayburn.
Gene spoilers. Rayburn.
Spoilers on there.
Oh, did I just give an answer to J-Cat?
No. I saw it on there. He wasn't looking.
I showed my
talking,
list.
He was talking to Picard.
I see. He gave one to
J-Cat. I know you got this one. I have a feeling.
Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery, of course.
I'll be back in two and two.
Love Connection, Scrabble, yep. Ringo.
Scrabble Chuck was Woolery, solid. I had that on my list too, man.
Scrabble?
Mm-hmm.
We're down to the nitty gritty. I would say there's very few names left you're going to maybe recognize or even come up with, but that's why it's the Eliminator for a reason. Dilts.
I got a guess. It's one of those borderline guesses. And then I have another one that could be more. I don't know. You said this list was from 2019?
I believe so. Yeah, it was. I tried to find something recent.
I'm going to guess Wayne Brady.
Yep.
I knew it was going to get somebody. That is incorrect.
Okay. What?
Should he be on there? Yes.
Hell yeah, he should be on there. He's Wayne Brady.
I knew you were going to guess him, J-Cat.
Bye-bye, Dilt.
Dilt just saved you. Not yet, Shine. Not yet.
Let's make it for a while now, too, right?
Yeah. These two are naming all these old school guys. I can't even know.
So, Birdo or J-Cat, if you can name one, you're still alive.
I'm first, though. And I am scraping the bottom of the barrel with just an absolute guess. I don't think this is right, but I'm going to go with Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst did not make the list. Host of Survivor.
Awesome.
It's like extinguished Bobby's thing.
J-Cat, to win the Eliminator. Coming off a draft win, you could win the Eliminator, or we go back around and you each get another guess.
Go, J-Cat, go.
Until someone names one more.
Also a host of the Family Feud, Ray Combs.
Ray Combs is not on the
list.
Yes! Must have been the tragic anyway his life was ended, maybe, but
I mean, he was a great host. Awesome.
Did not, yeah, that's the one I remember. That's when we grew up, is Ray Combs.
Yeah,
so we're gonna come back around. Dilts, Birdo, and J-Cat, can you come up with one more name on the list?
Dilts. I know the guy's first name, I don't know his last name. Joe. The guy from Cash Cab, Mike something.
His name is Ben Bailey,
so that does not count.
The original one. I don't know if there's a second version, but
no.
But Ben Bailey did not make the list. Birdo, can you name another game show host?
I can name a game host host, but there's no way she's on this list. Ellen DeGeneres.
Game of Games?
Whatever.
That is incorrect. She is not on the list.
Then my second guess was going to be Omar Gordon, Donnie Jeffcoat.
J-Cat?
This is a real stretch. But I watched this freaking show in college all the time. It was reruns, of course. That would be Roger Lodge, the host of Blind Date.
He did not make the list.
He played D2 basketball. Look it up. Look it up.
Blind Date was a good show.
I have a suggestion. Can we at least look at our list now so we can have some ideas of other game shows? Because I have no idea.
Do we have to know their name, or can we start naming the show?
Well, let's see. Let's do one. Try one more round. See if you can get one.
All right. I don't even know if this counts because I know we already named this host, but there's a second person. So I don't know if they count as a host. If they're Vanna White.
Good guess, but no, that is incorrect. Vanna White. Nope. Roberto, can you think of anyone else?
No.
Aunt Jemima.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh,
that is incorrect.
No way.
Are you
Ryan Here's Seacrest?
How, that came to me because I looked at Dick Clark. Dick Clark's Bash New Year's Eve, is now placed with Ryan Seacrest, and I thought for sure he would have been. I guess it's not really a game show, so whatever.
Jake, at your third chance.
Brian Dunkelman.
I'm a freaking idiot.
You got it?
Yeah. This is no brainer. Tic tac toe. Wink Martindale, baby.
That is correct. Wink yes. Martindale. Tic tac toe is what I have written next to it. J-Cat, you outlasted them.
I can't believe, guys, you don't understand. There's a defensive coordinator in the NFL whose nickname is Wink, and his last name is Martindale. Might be for the Ravens. I don't know.
Definitely. He definitely is. Or he was.
Was Ben Stein on that list?
He was not. The only – so the ones not mentioned were Bob Eubanks. He was the newlywed game, and he was the one that, like, coined the phrase, like, making whoopee, like, in the newlywed game. Like, it was, like
– so good. So good.
Before Wayne Brady, Monty Hall was, like, the original Let's Make a Deal. The guy from Password, his name was Alan Ludin. He was married to Betty White. He was Betty White's first husband.
Wow.
Some other ones, Bill Cullen, Jim Perry, Jack Barry. I don't know him. Jim Lang. Chuck Barris from The Gong Show, Catman, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Thought maybe.
I had no idea.
The host of Press Your Luck, which nobody knew his name, but was Peter Tamarkin. And then there also was Bert Convy, who was like Win, Lose, or Draw, Super Password. Ken Ober from Remote Control somehow made it. He was 20, wow. He was 19. Groucho Marx was a radio show host. And the only one I thought maybe you guys would get would be the Weakest Link host. Her name was Ann Robinson. She's the worst, but somehow she was.
I hated her. So
23 on this list.
No name recognition on her.
She's a fake
judge. I didn't know any of those other names.
Yeah, it's a tough one. That's why I said there was 13, maybe 12 that were gimmies. You guys got threes.
But I beat Shine again.
That's all that really matters.
When you pick first, you have an definite advantage in this game.
I didn't. Did I pick first every other time?
Yes, because you've been last just about every week.
No, I am not. J-Cat, winner of the Eliminator.
Good job, J-Cat.
Not going to lie. On the day that we honored American Gladiators, this means so much more to me than it would be on any other day. just gonna let you know, man. This is this is a good one right here. But
it's two in a row right now. The draft back to back with the Eliminator. You could be getting a turkey next week if you win the draft again.
Are we gonna stuff it or are we gonna purchase it first?
Turkey? We're gonna take it to the beach. So as we sign off episode 5, Shine, what do you have to say? Fourth or bust?
I think everyone's ready to go grocery shopping.
Catman?
Gong show sound.
Dilts?
I think I'm building better contenders, such as with my picks here, like Lego Masters. I don't know. I'm all out of puns right now. It's late. Let's hope spinny wheel life saves me again. Vote Dilts.
J-Cat, turkey time.
Who loves you and who do you love? Killian.
And Birdo.
You know, I always drop the verse, Psalm 46:1.
Don't forget to check out the new website. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcast. Let me spell that out for you. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcast. That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend.
Disclosure for behind the podcast, like, you know, the behind the podcast podcast that we'll do. I had to pee in a cup in my basement tonight because I had to fix.
Look behind the curtain.
There she is, right
wow,
there.
Wow, it's like to the brim.
It's like in Dumb and Dumber, man.
What are you, a camel?
The cardigan? No. Thanks for asking. Pull over.
I crushed a lot of beer on this podcast.
I'm so glad you didn't stifler that and then mistake it for a beer. Yeah. Hey, Stifler, how's the pale ale?
Wow.